23 minutes to nine. Now, a Shropshire couple are launching a Christian devotional book this coming week. It's called Listen Carefully to Me and has a Christian message for every day of the year. Sue and Hugh O'Donnell from Shrewsbury are the authors, and Hugh is with me in the studio this morning. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Ryan.
Now, this follows on from a book that you published last year, doesn't it?
Well, it was my wife that published, in short, a book of short Christian poems that's been well received. It's doing well, and in fact she spoke about it to Kate Tebbe about a year ago.
And she writes almost every day, doesn't she? A kind of spiritual outpouring.
She's a very good listener. In fact, about 15 years ago she was told to listen to the Lord. That was her sort of message, and ever since then she has been listening, and listening very, very carefully.
Do you find it as easy to write?
Well, the book really is mainly hers. She's the listener, and she had the wisdom to write it down as received. There was a definite beginning and end to every passage. She knew it wasn't from herself. It was distinct, and she wrote it down. And some occasions she was able to speak it out to me, and I wrote it down for her because that was easier for her, and that's how it all came about.
Now, obviously, there's a message for every day of the year, and I've had a flick through, and I've cheated a little bit because I've looked ahead. I've looked at the message for my birthday. I had a look at the message for Christmas Day, but I wanted to get a feel for the book, of course. And we'll take a look at today's message for the 27th of October. Do you want to read just a little bit of that, Hugh?
This is Words of Comfort for today, October the 27th. I speak words of comfort to you when you sorrow, that your heads may be held up higher in hope of seeing me. Be reassured by my presence, supporting you in all times, but especially when in difficulties. My love carries my children like the love of a mother carries a baby in her arms, so no harm can befall. You can be, will be, cradled in love if you allow this. It needs human adult humility to accept dependence, to acknowledge how frail you are and how much in need of support and my help. My help comes full of love, gladly.
How do you hope that people will use the book, Hugh?
I hope they'll read a bit of it each day. It is a 360